Okay, this is the end. That's it. We'll wait for a couple more people. We could begin with the taking of the three refuges and five precepts, sort of transition to precepts appropriate to. That's on page 72. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddham saranam gacchami.
Buddham saranam gacchami.
Dhammam saranam gacchami.
Dhammam saranam gacchami.
Sangham saranam gacchami.
Sangham saranam gacchami.
Duttiyampi buddham saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammam saranam gacchami.
Dutiyampi dhammam saranam gacchami.
Dutiyampi sangham saranam gacchami.
Dutiyampi sangham saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi buddham saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammam saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammam saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi sangham saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi sangham saranam gacchami.
Ti sarana kamanam nititam. Anatipata veramani sikapandang samadhiyami.
Anatipata veramani sikapandang samadhiyami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from taking the life of any living creature. Adinadana hoeramani sikapandang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given. Game sumichachara. Hoeramani sikapandang samadhiyami.
Kame sumichachara. Hoeramani sikapandang samadhiyami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from sexual misconduct.
I undertake the precept to refrain from sexual misconduct.
Musawada Veramani Sikapadang Samadhyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from false and harmful speech. Suramerayatmajapamadatana Veramani Sikapadang Samadhyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from consuming intoxicating drink and drugs which lead to carelessness. Immani pancha sikapandani silena sugating yanti silena bhoga sambada silena nibhuting yanti tasama silang visota ye. Okay, people are getting ready to get out there. That was Ajahn Sanyamo's comment after several days of being in retreat and saying, "This is amazing, being in a retreat." And no, because he spent most of his time in Thailand. He says, "It's amazing being in retreat and no cell phones going off." Which is, in Thailand, that's just so common. That was Debbie was saying that she was talking to, she called Thailand to it's a longtime supporter of mine and different monasteries, and she's a solid practitioner. But she called, and then it rang and rang and rang, and then finally there's this little voice, "Hello." And Debbie said, "Well, I can't quite hear you." And he said, "I'm in the temple." these cell phones take over our lives sometimes. So it's great, people. At least in the hall, our phones weren't going off. We've had 10 days to step out of the world, step out of the fray of things, and then come and practice together, just to express my appreciation to the whole group, really. And the retreat is dependent on the group feeling, group atmosphere, and there was a real feeling of group solidarity, group practice, group harmony that was very supportive for everybody, supportive for us as the Abhayagiri community leading it, and just express my appreciation to all of the people from our community who came down and pitched in, and then to the whole group of you all, because it does require everybody pitching in and practicing, and on a certain degree, when people are practicing, that's what it also draws kind of teachings out of us. It draws. It's like you, as a teacher, one responds to situations, so that when people are putting forth sincere effort, then it's easy to be to that for that to elicit reflections and contemplations, so that people practice really sincerely. It's wonderful. Particularly thank Hitesi, who is doing something, I'm sure, but just that acknowledgement of all that she did to help weave things together for the retreat, and to Karina, who helped with the yoga movement to keep people's bodies functioning. That is very, very, very useful and much appreciated. Also that, again, just as we all come together and share to help the retreat be the retreat. So it's what we give to it, say makes it what it is, so that I mean, I've only just had some fleeting conversations with a few people, but a lot of appreciation and light energy around happiness, and that is sort of indicative of what has been put into the retreat, so that it's, I think it's helpful to acknowledge that in the sense of it wasn't, one can't just be a passive recipient of a retreat or of a teaching. It's definitely dependent on what we ourselves, the interest we take, or what we give to the retreat, and what we give to the practice, so that we reap the fruits of that practice. And as we coming to the end of the retreat, and it's helpful to be reflecting on what to take away with one, in that sense of one has been practicing with many different techniques, methods, contemplations, reflections, and then to, it's important to be able to take that practice away with you, away with us, whatever peace, virtue, clarity that has been cultivated during these 10 days here at the Angela Center. You don't have to leave it here. You can take it home with you. So that is to be recognizing that is what we do, and then that it's like taking making that transition of the from the retreat to go back home, the taking on the those three refuges and five precepts. It seems so simple and so basic, but it's a really important part of how we maintain a continuity and stability in our practice, because in terms of mindfulness, it's definitely an impermanent phenomena. Comes and goes. Sometimes it's stronger. Sometimes it's not. But one can keep, even if mindfulness is not strong, one can keep returning to the refuges and precepts. Even if one's meditation seems to be falling apart, there's refuges and precepts. The aspects of kind of wisdom and discernment and insight seem to be long-lost memories. Still, there's the refuges and precepts. This is the ground that we build our practice from, and it's what nourishes and feeds our practice. A story that I often tell, or an example that I use, is the example of Ajahn Mun, who, for those people who have seen the pictures, read the books, heard about him, this awesome practice and incredible dedication, just ferocious tenacity in practice. But when he had his kind of final realization and just, breaking through to liberation, that all that, how he expressed that, or what came out spontaneously, was just to bow. And he bowed, and he bowed. And just that sense of gratitude to Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, that these were a true refuge that carried him through his life as a young man seeking some kind of truth through all sorts of practices and studying with teachers and his own determination. But that was that recognition of how important and central that those refuges of Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha actually are. So it's something that, yes, we do as a ritual, as a ceremony, as a part of the conventional form of Buddhism, and whether we're lay people or whether we're monastics, and it's easy to forget or to be, it becomes very ordinary. But these refuges are truly a refuge. I think of an example of the possibility of sanity in the human realm. That's what the refuges really signify, when they think of the possibility of peace or purity in the human realm. That's what these refuges really signify. So to drawing oneself close to the refuges, and the precepts these five basic precepts are really what all of the conduct of virtue is grounded on, whether one is a lay person living in the world with family, or one is keeping renunciate precepts, the eight precepts, or one has an ordination of 10 precepts, or 227 precepts, or however many precepts. The base for that is just foundation in virtuous and caring conduct, and being attentive to our actions of body and speech. And on the level of precept sense, and even for the monks with 227 major precepts and who knows how many minor precepts, there isn't any precept that there is an offense against the precepts for having a bad thought. It doesn't prescribe what your mind does. It's a form for training, for being able to support skillful and virtuous conduct in body and speech. And what we do with our minds is that's another whole area of training and cultivation. But in terms of virtue, then just bringing this integrity to our actions and speech, and of course the knock-on effect is that our mind gets better. So that it's a way to help support the practice. Also, one of the when the Buddha speaks of the benefits of virtue, of keeping precepts, of having virtuous conduct, what he points to as the benefit or the wholesome result of wholesome action is non-remorse, and it doesn't sort of point to any seemingly elevated or refined. But if you start thinking about it, how much time do we waste with remorse and regret over something that was not well thought through, not well considered, kind of impulsive, acting on a mood, and then realizing, oh wow, non-remorse is really that's a big deal, to be able to support ourselves in ways that gives that sense of well-being. And that's what the Buddha points to, is they say the result of non-remorse is well-being, pamoja, and it's like delight, and that the mind delights in that non-remorse. So that these are natural qualities to be supporting, encouraging in ourselves, and they provide this is a real strong support for our continuity of practice, just refuges and precepts. And it's easy to overlook the strength that comes from that, to making making that conscious, making that cultivation and reflection on the refuges, making that very conscious, reminding, recollecting, and same with with precepts, not so much in kind of neurotically worrying about every action, but it's that recognizing what it's helping to turn ourselves toward, in that sense of both in terms of ourselves, that quality of non-remorse and delight, that well-being that arises, just the ease of mind, ease of heart that comes. And then what that does in our relationship to others, and that is our relationships with others are then, when they're grounded in precepts, grounded in refuges, but particularly in the precepts, so that there's a quality of trust and security that is it's a gift to others to live in a way that engenders a sense of sense of trust and security and that is it's a great gift. So one of the things the Buddha points to as a result of that continuity of virtue in one's daily life is a sense of confidence. Confidence in oneself, confidence in a lack of fear in terms of and anxiety in relationships with others. I'd say because as virtue and skillful conduct become more clear to one, then one recognizes that one doesn't have there's no sort of hidden agendas. There's no there's nothing sort of behind oneself. So that engenders a quality of confidence within oneself that allows one to interact with the world and with other people in a way that one is neither anxious or intimidated or fearful in some way or worried. What do these people think of me? Because it is a very human tendency. But as we're more clearly grounded in our own virtues and wholesome qualities, then there is that there's obviously an understanding comes that is helpful in how we interact with the world, which is why when giving the precepts or in the recitation after the recitation of the precepts, then there's a short verse that I recite, "Siyilena sukhatin yanti," so that virtue is the basis of happiness and of well-being. "Siyilena bhoga sampada," the virtue is one's treasure. It's one's source of wealth, and not in a material sense, but that sense of And because when we think of having a treasure or having wealth, there is a sense of having fulfilled our needs. And that basis of virtue is a quality that allows us to live in a way where we're just not needy. That is when the sense of bhoga of having wealth, being well off, that is it's never really fulfilled in the material sense, in the material world. It always has to come from the internal sense of fullness, so that sila, the virtue, is what gives that basis. And sila in a nibbuti nyanti, that virtue is the basis for the experiencing of quenching, of nibbuti, is both it's this root of the same root as nibbana, so it's like both a quenching and an ending of dukkha, of stress. And say this providing that basis. So then, and tasama siyilang visodaye, so that virtue should be accomplished, and it's just an encouragement by the in that verse. And when I think of Ajahn Chah's teachings and his the way that he trained then trained others, how much the emphasis that he placed on sila. Two things that he come back to all over and over again: sila and sammaditti. So sila as virtue, sammaditti as right view. Because whatever practice we pick up or whatever area of our life that we're trying to gain some kind of spiritual footing and some growth and development in, that the necessity of having the foundation of virtue and right view, so that the and as we reflect on our how to take the teachings, how to take the practice into our daily lives, into the world around us, it's hard to maintain noble silence. It's hard to maintain sort of walking meditation, sitting meditation, but sila and samadhi, one can carry that with one all the time. And we think of samadhi as the way that Ajahn Chah would express that right understanding, right view. He always would so often come back to just knowing that things are impermanent, knowing that they're uncertain, knowing that they're going to change, so that One is taking that reflection on anicca and applying it in the world around us, and recognizing that truth of impermanence, of change, of inconstancy, of uncertainty, is displaying itself all the time, and it's a matter of relying on that reality, that truth, in order to inform the way that we view the world, view our experience, view ourselves, so these aspects of sila and samadhiti are what we can be carrying with us, and it's not something heavy to carry. It's what actually lightens the load of our day-to-day life, of our interactions with the world. So as we end the retreat, just an encouragement for people to keep practicing, just and not in the sense of, well, I've got to do it in a particular way, but to reflect in ways of how can I bring the practice into this, and whatever, you know, and it seems completely impossible. Things are not going one's way, or whatever. But to have that reflection, how can I bring the practice into this? Something that one didn't expect, because that's the let's say the beauty of the Buddhist teachings, as it isn't dependent on a particular time. It has to have. It isn't dependent on a particular place. It isn't dependent on a particular situation. Reflecting on the physical situations, all one needs is to have a body, and that's enough. And then to have one's own mind, and that's enough. You've got the tools for practice. Wherever we are, we can be reflecting on those elements of what's our body feel like right now? What is the mind doing right now? What can I learn from this? How can I understand this? How can I apply these teachings and this practice in this situation? So, as part of the sort of closing of the retreat, is that the Sangha will be chanting. Paritas, these are the traditional protective verses and verses of blessing, and they are chanting in the Pali language. So, just to let these blessings of the Buddha's words and the blessings of the well wishes of the Sangha here as representatives of the of the Sangha to carry with you and to be able to let the blessings of the Triple Gem really wash over you. The chants that we do, many of them are reflecting on the Buddha Dhamma Sangha in different ways. Some of them are historical. There's one that is the Ratana Sutta, which is a discourse that in the literature is said to have been given by the Buddha, verses given by the Buddha to Ananda, and the Sangha was invited to Vaisali. Because Vaisali had been experiencing a period of a famine of difficulty, and there were a period of drought and famine, and as it says, there was also kind of proliferation of ghosts and demons around, and the king invited the Buddha and the Sangha to come. And the Buddha had Ananda take the Sangha through the city and chanting the Ratana Sutta, which the Buddha recited. And of course, Ananda, as soon as the Buddha recites something, Ananda remembers everything and able to pass it on. Ratana is jewel. And it's the three jewels is another word that's used for the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. So they're verses recollecting the power of these jewels, and the Buddha and the Dhamma and the Sangha. And it's also an occasion where there's an overt mention of the sprinkling of holy water, where Ananda went through the city and while the chanting was going through, sprinkling this blessing water and dispelling the unfortunate circumstances and bringing blessings to the city. And then it said that After chanting for some time, then a heavy downpour came, and the rain came and washed the city out, and the various demons were dispelled, and a sort of sense of well-being reestablished in the city of Vaisali. So these chants have some. Historical background, and also recollections of, say, like the Metta Sutta, which recollecting the virtues of loving kindness, these different virtues to establish the mind in, so that as we're chanting, then just to allow the recollection of Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha to 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 arise. Allow the say the chanting that we do, allow it to be a conduit that connects us all, really, with these teachings and the generations of practitioners, both monastic and lay people, who've kept the teachings of the Buddha alive, who've kept the teachings of the Buddha fresh, who've kept the teachings of the Buddha in their hearts, so that it really was a refuge. Call the Davis.
Aritva namahetam sameheta bharanta avikita chita paritam bhanandu sage kamme charupe kirisikratate chantarike vimane diperate chagame taruvanagahane gehavatumikete Umma jayandu deva javatala visame yakakanda banahaga titanda sandike yang maniwara vachanang saru mesunandu dhamma savanakalo ayam bahanda dhamma savanakalo ayam haranda dhamma savanakalo ayam bahanda
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dutiyāmpi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dutiyāmpi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Midutiyambi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, tatiyambi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, tatiyambi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, tatiyambi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Yo cha kumā mohammala bhagādo sammā vabuddho sugato imodo mārā sapāsā vinimo jayanto pāpe sikhe māṅ janatāṁ vinayāṁ buddhāṁ varandāṁ sirasānam māmi lokāsanātāṁ javināya kāñjatāṁ de yasāte chayatāṁ Yasiddhi hotu sabandaraya javina samintu dhammo dajoyo viyatasa sadhu dase siloka savisuddhi magam niyani kodam mandala santali satavaho santikaro sujinno dhamma varandang sirasanam mami moha pandam Alang upasantada pangdante jasate jayasiddhi hotu sabandaraya yavina samindu sadhamma sena sukatanu goyolo kasapapu vakilesa jeta sando sayang sandiniyo jakocha savakata dhammang viditangaroti sangang varanda sirasana mami buddhanu buddhanu ังสมาสีลาดิทิงดันเตยัสสะเทชัยสิริโหตุสาบันดารายยาวินาสเมนตุนโมลาหโนสัมมาสัมบูดาสมะเหสิโนนโมหุตมะดามะสสะวากาทาเสวะเทนิทานโมมหาสังฆาสาปิวิสุทธสีลเดติโนนโมโหมาทยาราดาสรัตนาทยาสสะดุขังนโมโหมคาทิทาสันทาสวะทุตยาสปินโมการาปะบาเวนวิกาชันตุภูปาตะวานโมการานุภาเวนสุวาทิโหตุสามบันดานโมการาสเตเจนวิติมิโหมิเตโจวาเสวนาญมาลานังปันนิธานัญเสวนาปุจจาจะปุจจนิยานังเอธามังกาลมุตมังปฏิรูปเดสวาโสจะภูเมยะคัตปุญญาตาหัตตสัมมาปานิฏิจเยธามังกาลมุตมังบาหุสาจันจะเสปัญญเวนยโยจัสุสิกิโตสุบาสิงตาเจยาวาจาเอตัมมังกาลมุตตมังมาตาปิโตปาตานังบุตรดาราสังโฆพันนาคุลาจกรรมันตาเอตัมมังกาลมุตตมังดานังจะดัมมะจริยาจัญญาตะคานังจะสังโฆอนวาจานิคัมมานิเอตัมมังกาลมุตตมังอารติเวรติภาปามาจะปานาจะสัญญโมอาปมาโดจะธัมเมสุเอตัมมังกาลมุตตมังอารโวจะนิวาโทจะสันตุทีจะกทัญญุตากาลิณธัมมาสวนังเอตัมมังกาลมุตตมังคันธีจะโสวจาสันดาสัมมนานัญญดาสนังกาเลนะธัมมสาคาจาเอตัมมังกาลมุตตมังนโปจะพรหมจริยัญจะหะริยสัจฉานะดาสนังเนบานะสัจกิริยาจะเอตัมมังกาลมุตตมังโพธาสโลกะธัมเมเจตังยาสนกัมปติยโสกัมเวลจังเกมังเอตัมมังกาลมุตตมังเอทาดิสานิกาตวานะสัมมาตัมมะปราชิตาสัมปาตโสติงกาฉันดิทันเตสังมังกาลมุตตมันเตอังกินชิเวนดังอินทวาหุรังวาสะเกสุวายังรัตนังมณีทังเอโนสมังอาทิตตถาคเทนะหิตัมปิบุญเตรัตนังปณีทังเอเทนะสาเชนะสุวาทิโหจุกยังวิรากังอามะทังปณีทังยะดาจะกาสากิมุนีสัมมาหิโตนะเทนะธัมเมนะสัมมาทิกินจิหิตัมปิธัมเมรัตนังปณีทังเอเทนะสาเชนะสุวาทิโหตุยังบุตเสโตภริวันนะเยสุจิงสัมมาดิมานันตริคัญยมาหุสัมมาดินาเทนะสัมโมนะเวจติตัมปิธัมเมรัตนังปณีทังเอเทนะสาเชนะสุวาทิโหตุเยสุกะลาอัตตสตังปสาทาจัตตาริเยธานิยุกานิหงติเตตากินัยยะ sukata sasavaka ete suti nani mahapalani hidam visange ratanam vaniyatang ete nasache nasuvati hotu yesu payuta manasadal hena nikamino go tamasasanam ite pati bata hamatan vigaya lada mudane buting bunjamana idam bisange ratanam vanitang ete nasache nasuadi hotu kinang buranam navang nati sambhavang virata chita yati keva vasaming dekina vija avirulli chanda nirbandidira yatayam varipo idam bisange ratanam panitang tena sache nasuvati hotu kalaniyamantangu salena yandang santang padang abisame chasa kohuchu chasuhuchu chasuvacho cha sambudu anatimani santu sako chasubaro cha hapaki cho chasa lahukavuti sandindriyo chandipango chaha panka bokule suvananu gildo na chakundang samma chare kinji yeno vinyu pareu bavadeyum sukino wa kemino hondu sabe sata bavantu sukitata ye keji panabhuta titasava tavarava hanavase sadhikava ye mahanda Vama chimarasaka anukatula dita vaye chahadita ye chadure vasandi avidure buddha vasambhave siva sabe sata bhavantu sukitata naparo bharam nikumbe tanati manye dakata chinang hinchi vayaro sanapati Sanya nanya manya saduka mechaya mataya tani yang bhutang ayusahi kaputa manurake hevam visambha bhute sumana sambha vaye aparimanang metanjasama lokasming mana sambha vaye aparimanang udang adochatiriyan Sampadang Averang Asampatang Titan Charang Sino Asayano Ayavata Savikatamido Etang Sating Aditeya Brahmame Tang Viharang Idamahuditin Jarupagamma Silava Dasanena Sampano Kame Suvinaya Ketang Dukkabhasayam punareti iti Dukkapatta janidukkabhayapatta janipaya Sokapatta janisoka hontu sabbe pipanino eta Vatajam ehi sambadang bunya sambadang sabbe deva Hanumodantu sabba sambati siddhiya dhanang darantu sadda yasir Rakandu sabanda bhavana birata hundu gacha du devata gata sambe bunda palapata bhajekana jayang balang arahanta nanjate chena rakang banda misabhaso vitipiso bhagava arahant sama sambuddho vija Karana sambhano sugato lokavidu anutaro purisadam Masarati sata deva manu sanang buddho bhagavati savakato Bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akaliko ehipasiko Opanahiko pacatam veditabho vinyu
Iti supatipanno
Bhagavato savaka sangho Ucupatipanno Bhagavato savaka sangho Nyaya patipanno Bhagavato savaka sangho Samichi patipanno Bhagavato savaka sangho Yadidam chattari purisayukani Yata purisapugalvaye Sa Bhagavato savaka sangho Ahunayo pahunayo Dakinayo anjali haraniyo Anutaram punya ketang lokasati Bahum sahasanabhine mitasabhudanda Grime kalang udita korasa senamarang Dana di dhamma vitina Chittava munindo dhande jasa bhavatute jaya mangalani maratire Kamapiyu jita sabaratin goram banala vakama kamatha Dayakam gandhi sudanda vitina Chittava munindo dhande jasa bhavatute jaya mangalani nala Giringa javarangati yandabhuta Bhava kichakamasani vasudharunandam Metam buseka vidina jitava munindo dhande Jasa bhavadute jaya mangalani Ukita kagamati hadasuta Dhanatam tavadi Janapatanguli malavandam Yedi bisangatamano jitava munindo dhande Jasa bhavadute jaya mangalani Katwana katamudarangi Vagabiniya chinjayadu Tavachanang janakaya mache Sandena soma vidina jitava munindo Dhande jasa bhavadute jaya mangalani Sachang vihaya matisa Chakavada ketung vada Biropitamanang hatiyanda Bhutang banya Padipa jalito jitava munindo Dhande jasa bhavatute Jaya mangalani nando Pananda bujagang vibhutang Mahiding bhute Natera bujage Nadama payando Yedu paste savitina jitava munindo Dhande jasa bhavatute Jaya mangalani dukahari Vibhujake nasudata hatam Brahman visuti jutimedipaka Vidhanam yana gatena vitina jitava munindo Dhande jasa bhavatute Jaya mangalani etapi buddha Jaya mangalahata gata yovachano dinatine sarate matandi etuvarane kavivedani chupadavani mokam sukam adikame yanaro sapanyo mahakaluniko nato itaya sapapaninam puritva parami sapapato sambodhimutambang ete nasacho vachena hotute jayamangalam jayando bodhiya mule sakyanam nandivadano evang dravang vichayo hojaya sujaya mangale aparajita palam kesi se patavipokare abhiseke sambabhundana agapato pamodati sunakatam sumangalam supapatam suhutitam sukanno sumohoto jasuyetam brahmachari supandakinam gayakamam vachakamam badakinam manokamam paniditebandakinam badakinam
นิกาทวานลาบันตาเจบันลาคินเนบาวตุสาปมังกลังรากันตุสาบันเดวันตาสาบันบุญดานุบาเวนัสดาโสทีบาวันตุเทบาวตุสาปมังกลังรากันตุสาบันเดวันตาสาบันดัมมานุบาเวนัสดาโสทีบาวันตุเทบาวตุสาปมังกลังรากันตุสาบันเดวันตาสาบสังฆานุบาเวนัสดาโสทีบาวันตุเท
We did the holy water, blessing water, and if anybody wants some at the end, there you can take it back with them. It's good for whatever ails you on all levels. It's also homeopathic.If you get starts to run out, you can put it in a bit more water. Gets even better. So, to end the, to really bring it to a close, I think is the chant the.Together we can chant the sharing of blessings and really bringing to mind the blessings that have been created, have been generated in this 10 days, and to sending forth that sincere wish that others benefit, delight in, and that they. I mean, it's interesting in that the chant, it's on page 27, in the chant that where that there's a sense of one isn't distinguishing. It's just that may the highest gods and evil forces sort of, or may those who are friendly, indifferent, or hostile, sort of all beings, and just may they receive the blessings that have been generated. And that's a it's a wonderful wish to establish in the heart and to hold, and then in terms of for others that.May the goodness that we do be a benefit to others. But then also in the chant that may the goodness that we do also be a source of strengthening, shoring up our own practice and commitment. In every kind of birth, may I have have an upright mind, and just that sense of really taking moment to moment, trying to establish that quality of uprightness and dwelling in the Dhamma, and that's what the generating a blessing, sharing of merit. There's a one of the words that's translating the word blessings, or in this chant, punya, is a word that when Thai people always ask, because they use the word bun, it's shortening the punya, and said, how do you translate bun into English? It's like. Because merit is so pathetic. it's so lame. blessings is sort of, but it's hard. And that But what the Buddha says is you know, to not, how do you say, he gives an exhortation to not, yeah, to not to look down on punya. Punya is another word for happiness. Yeah, so it's like the goodness that comes from our actions that are skillful and wholesome. This is a source of happiness for ourselves. It's a source of happiness for others. And there's a very terse saying by a Tibetan Rinpoche, Patru Rinpoche, who was very well, he was a reformer, great practitioner from the 19th century. And he just says, a spark of merit is worth more than a mountain of effort. Which is really interesting in the sense that we do tend to emphasize on, or we tend to obsess sometimes of how hard we're working, or how hard we're trying, how hard we're trying to make it all come together. And to be able to generate a spark of happiness, a spark of punya, is something that is that carries you through a lot of the kind of striving and pushing and struggling that we oftentimes invest in, because it's, I mean, there is a certain cultural bias of that kind of purification through more work, and if we work harder, then we'll be better. But it's actually if we attend to our happiness and well-being, yeah, things go really well. So we'll do the chant together. These verses on sharing blessings. Now let us chant the verses of sharing and aspiration. Through the goodness that arises from my practice, may my spiritual teachers and guides of great virtue, my mother, my father, and my relatives, the sun and the moon, and all virtuous leaders of the world, may the highest gods and evil forces, celestial beings, guardian spirits of the earth, and the Lord of death, may those who are friendly, indifferent, or hostile, may all beings receive the blessings of my life. May they soon attain the threefold bliss and realize the deathless. Through the goodness that arises from my practice and through this act of sharing, may all desires and attachments quickly cease, and all harmful states of mind, until I realize Nibbana in every kind of birth. May I have an upright mind with mindfulness and wisdom, austerity and vigor. May the forces of delusion not take hold, nor weaken my resolve. The Buddha is my excellent refuge, unsurpassed is the protection of the Dhamma. The solitary Buddha is my noble lord. The Sangha is my supreme support. Through the supreme power of all these, may darkness and delusion be dispelled.